Hey guys, this is one more segment of the Charlie and Nelly Baby Show. Nelly Baby, how's it going?
Good, good. A Monday.
It's a Monday. Yeah, we're actually recording on a Monday today. That's when I was given permission to record on a Monday today. So, you know, because I misbehaved. You know, it was my birthday.
Dang, you have to ask for permission to record?
Yeah. I'm a good husband. I'm a good man. I'm a good husband. You know, I got to ask for permission because I'm a good man. All right? Then again, I also, you know, I was also having a great time in my birthday weekend.
Messing up.
I didn't mess up.
That's not what I heard.
Okay. Just because, you know, I went a little bit more overboard and I had some pictures on my phone that were like the hangover, not with the obscenities or anything like that. More like, I was like, what the heck is this picture? When did I take this picture? When did I take this picture? Stuff like that does not mean, you know, that they were obscene. Well, how's it going?
You kind of told yourself off.
I did not. All right. So, it's been a great week.
So far, it just started.
Yes. I'm sorry, guys.
What are you on, okay, dude?
So, we're back in Chi-Town. We're back in Chi-Town. They gave us permission to record. And right now, we are here.
We had interviews done. Yeah. We got caught by surprise, you know, from Kelly Park. Yeah. So check us out at Kelly Park website on Facebook.
That's right. And we were about to record. We were here in Chi-Town. We came back. We've been doing interviews and whatnot. So it's amazing. It's great when you're in the show. So, you know, thank you, Nelly Baby. This is not because of Nelly Baby.
Don't try to butter me up, because it ain't going to lead nowhere.
I mean, I was just giving you credit for all the work that you do.
Oh, now you're going to give me credit?
I mean, I always give you credit for all the work that you do.
That's a lie.
That's not a lie.
The stadium is going to fall on top of you now.
You should listen to all the shows, right, in Spotify or Google Play and iTunes and what's the new one? Because we have some new ones. CastBox and all Anchor, of course, Anchor and Spotify. So I think I did
something. I don't know none of those new stuff.
Well,
it would help if you communicate, sir.
I am letting you know now. You're literally here talking to me, listening about it.
You know, if you're going to be a good husband, okay, that's great. I said, but I need you to be a good co-host or a good boss.
Hold that thought. Since when I got demoted on my own show to a co-host?
We're hosting together.
Yeah. I'm the host.
Then what the hell do I do?
The co-host.
It's the same shit.
No, in public relations. In public relations. PR, baby. PR.
I'm about to PR. That's your ass right now.
I'm about to PR. Yeah. No. Okay. No.
How come every time Charlie wants to just start a fight with me, just so I could shank him?
I mean, I don't have to start nothing.
You know, I think that's why our number one listener, Mr. Andres, really likes his name, right?
That is his name. Yeah. That is his name. Dang, you forgot his name already?
All I know is something with an E. You know, something. I'm like one beer down, and I just had a salad, so.
I do not know what to tell you, my friend.
But this is el cuerpo del verano viene, so, you know, the less I eat, the better. I got to get sexy.
Right. You can do that. You can do that. We can do it.
All right. I don't need you antagonizing me.
I'm not. I'm literally trying to, you know.
You're about to get your ass beat.
It's time to do. Let's do this. All right, let's do this.
Do your job as a boss and open that up, please.
Like a boss? Where are my keys, actually? Oh, there you go. So, how about if we just start with the topic? You want to do that?
Sure.
Okay, so, This topic was sent to us a while back. And the reason why we're talking about this is because somebody said that, you know, if you ever get divorced, you will date again. That's pretty much what they told me, right? And I said, no, there is no way I will date again after a divorce. Now, let's take in consideration that I am over 40, right?
And the women and men are toxicos.
That's a good point. But I I particularly, I wouldn't know. So that's how the conversation developed, right? And that's pretty much the topic for right now in the first segment. Nelly Baby, will you be able to date after a divorce? Give me your thoughts.
I'm not married. But if I was, I don't know. I don't think so.
Does it make a difference? You spend, what, 10 plus years with someone. You're still dropping them like a bad habit. And you're going back in the game. Does it really matter, the paper? I don't think so.
I'm single.
Sorry, guys. She was putting her you know, finger in her teeth. She was cleaning the Coke that she was doing. That's why she...
You do not. You can't say that. I have people that I work with that actually listen to the show.
I'm just kidding. She doesn't do Coke. All right?
Charlie does.
Charlie. Okay. I don't care. They can check me. I'm clean, baby. I'm clean. All right?
Who knows?
Here we go. Now we started. Ding, ding, ding. All right? So... But going back, okay, will you date after your separation, in quotes?
From the baby daddy?
I guess, since he's not a husband, in quotes.
I don't think so. It depends. Because if I find somebody who's actually wanting to be in a serious relationship, be committed, and they, you know, cherish me, value me, and, you know, treat me as an equal partner, then yes. I think I would.
So you're looking for all of that on the first date?
Not on the first date.
Oh, come on, man. I mean,
I'm saying if I find somebody that I'm interested and this person is also interested and they're willing to, you know, to give me that chance for us to have a real relationship, then I'm open to it.
I don't think I would. I think that in my case, I'd rather just stay with, you know, my 1990 version of, you know. I mean, come on. You got to think in consideration that nowadays, first you're going to get someone that it's, if they're your age, then you're going back to square one. Maybe you'll find a good man. You know, I'm not saying there's not good men out there, but I think it's very hard because you open up a whole bag of, you know, mental baggage that you have to deal with and start all over again. So I think we should start there from point one, right? So if you're going to start dating, you need to consider the mental baggage. Will you be able to start again with that mental baggage? Start all over again?
It's going to take some time, but yes. If I feel like this person is worth it, yes.
I'm sorry, that sounded really low, but okay. I was going to put something as, you know, hold on.
2,000
There you
years
go.
Later.
I was going for that. It's gonna take some time. Okay. How long? I'll tell you how long. Again.
Again, it wasn't funny the first time.
Later. That's what you think. That's what you think.
I know, because I'm funny.
So, how long do you have to, you know, because that's one of the things they said in the conversation. It's like, no, you know, you have to know the person, and, you know, I'm not here to fix anybody. I'm not here to change a man. I don't want to deal with their personal baggage. So, okay, so what okay, will be, so, be enough time for you to handle
But what, why does it have to be a time frame? So what is your goal then? If you're, you and your wife separate or divorce, what's your goal? To hang around with whatever, you know, loosey-goosey vagina that offers herself to you?
No. The way I see it is that, one, I don't think I'll be able to do that because I have to take some time for myself, all right? So if I'm guessing that if you end up in a separation or divorce, there's going to be some scar tissue there, literally and metaphorically, that you might have to deal with this, right? So I think some time will be good for you to, you know, recuperate from all the, you know, the chaos that took over this divorce. I'm generalizing, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
But after the time has passed, right, you in your head, I'm going to assume, you in your head are going to have the ideal person because now you don't want to go back into square one and go back to the same mistakes you did on the previous relationship where you ended up separating or getting divorced, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to get the opposite of that, right?
Yes.
So you're going to find someone that's probably going to have something similar that you like. So you're going to stay with that person for how long until they show you that they're worth it? So it's not a matter of you saying, I'm going to give them 3 months and then let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But what do you think is the appropriate time? I mean, if you're over 40, I don't have that time. Like my mother said, I already spent 40 coins being decades. I only have 22 more. I don't want to spend all that time wasting on something that, you know, I might not get any good results.
Well, I get it because, you know, your mom, you know, a lovely lady and all. But she's a little bit older in age.
I agree with my mom. I agree. I think that the last thing we have as we get older, obviously, it's time. So why would you want to spend time on someone that you might think it's not going to be a good person for you to spend in a relationship with? Again, let's say I'm 40. I start dating, you know, right, after I take my time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I spend 5 years in a relationship. That makes me about, let's just say, 47.
Mm-hmm.
I only have like 13 more years before I get a knee replacement. I'm not going to lie. What's up, all the homie doctors out there? You know what I'm talking about, but...
Before you get your hip done?
Yeah, before I get my hip done, because you want no arthritis, yo.
You're not going to be able to thrust it.
That's right. Not like I used to. Not like I was 17.
Not the Amish way.
Not the Amish way. Not like that. But you're going to have to, you know, consider something. Like, what is it you're looking for in a person for you to actually spend that time and be like, hey, listen, I think this is worth it. Like, what are the qualifications for you to say, this is worth it? I am willing to spend my last coin, click, click, to spend that time.
I don't know. I'm like, as long as the person, you know, we have a comfortable relationship, I'm not a materialistic woman who wants, you know, the fancy restaurants, the Louis Vuittons, the Gucci. That's just not me. I'd rather sit, you know, sofa, watch Netflix, have a little, you know, if you want to do Netflix and chill, then I'm cool with that.
Okay. And that's a good one, Dandy. You want to be the more like, okay, I'm going to chill, relax, you know, simplicity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Simplicity is the beauty of life. So how are you going to find that person if you're not going out?
I don't know. It's always apps? I don't do apps. I wouldn't do apps.
How are you going to look for that person?
So you're going to swipe left or right and then one night stands? I don't understand.
Like, I mean, I don't think I would, but I mean, if
I wouldn't. I'm not the type of person to be in the app and then have one night stands and be like, hey, let me know when you want to hook up again.
I mean, that's a good point. You know, you don't have to look for those one night stands, but then how are you going to look for that person that is going to stay with you for the rest of your life?
You know, friends, outings, the people going out to, you know, clubs or to bars or to wherever, and you get to meet people.
Yeah, so I don't want to go to a bar or a club. Because I'm going to meet youngsters who are going to just want to do that one-night stand.
Well, if you're going to be ending up looking just for young people, I'm like, what if somebody that's 25 comes up to you and say, oh, can I give you my Instagram and just, you know, DM me later, see if you want to hook up?
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say no.
How about if I say, Nelly baby, you know, I'm 25, but I'll give you my email and my phone number so you can call me at my landline.
They're going to be like, first of all, you're 25, and what the hell is a landline? They're going to look at you like, what are you, a dinosaur?
No, they're telling you that because they're trying to get you into the... They think you're, like, a little older, so that you know about emails and landline.
Well, yeah, because...
Be like, put it in my pocket.
Cougars are a thing right now.
That's another point. So if you're going to date over 40, they're going to be like, oh, there's a cougar right there. I'm going to get my PlayStation 5 right over there. My tickets to the Chicago Fire. I'm just giving the scenarios out because I honestly think that I am destined to live in a cabin away from everybody, and I'm like the grumpy old man with a shotgun.
I don't think you would.
You're going to come to my territory.
I don't think you would because you're so addicted to the internet and
websites. No. I'm addicted to chess.
No.
Chess.
No.
Chess. Before anybody else misinterprets
that.
Oh, my God.
Chess.
He's addicted to chess. Oh, no, not that chest. Chess. All right.
You're addicted to the online and, you know, people getting to know Charlie and who Charlie is.
That is not true.
And how.
That is not true.
And you like to talk.
Don't make me say
it. You are no close to wanting to be an old man with no damn phone stapled to your face.
Do not.
I did. I went there.
Say it. Do not make me say it.
You win.
Because I'll be like, nobody likes him.
Huh?
Nobody likes me. So I'm okay with it.
Okay.
But.
Okay.
But. Picture. Okay. But. I don't know, man. Listen, I think that at a certain point, I wouldn't want to do any of that stuff. I will not want to date.
I think you would be the first one to be on Tinder.
See, everybody keeps telling me that.
I know you're on Twitter, but on anything on Tinder, or what's that other, Grindr?
I wouldn't do Tinder.
Maybe Pornhub. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe.
Charlie's hit a whole new low. He's going to be the new Kardashian.
Maybe. I mean, if it lives money, hello.
That's what I say. I'm going to be like, she's like, get your ass up. Did you see? That's one of the ones I want to, maybe we'll bring it up next time.
Okay.
She did a Vibe or something interview. And she was talking about, oh, you guys, nobody wants to work nowadays. You all have to get your ass up and work. And I said,
that's what she did.
Oh. And I said, I guess I'm going to have to get on my knees and, you know, do a little bedtime story to get famous.
She took my money, but I'm in need.
So if you see Nelly Baby doing some extracurricular activities, don't judge me.
Everybody's going to be like, oh my God, she's doing it, she said it. Nah, and then during the week, she'll be like, oh my God, why did I say that?
Oh my God. People actually stopped me in my workplace and said, we saw you. How the hell?
Okay, so we're just going to give a shout out to all the peeps who are following Nelly Baby right now. Thank you very much, guys. I'm telling you, that made her week. It was lovely. I had a blast. And so thank you for supporting us.
No, I was traumatized.
And helping us out. So, yeah, thank you very much, guys. We give an awesome shout-out to you. So, you know who you are.
You guys know who you are. You know who you are.
We're not going to burn you or anything, you know. But you know who you are.
My podcast stalkers.
Yeah, I know,
love
right?
You all.
Oh, my God. I saw you. You have a TikTok.
I didn't know if you give people your number, they automatically could find you on every damn social media.
Yeah, that's why you don't give them my number.
I have to work, wise.
I mean, that's you. Hey, Charlie, can we get... No.
Please.
You're getting 773 and then a bunch of other numbers.
You're going to get 1-800.
1-800.
Charlie me.
Back in the day, 1-900. Woo! Anyway.
And then the pager goes off. Beep, 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 beep.
Anyways, going back to the topic, because we kind of went...
That was all you.
That was... Whatever. Don't blame me. But... I think I will straight up, I would rather live on the cabin. I'd be like Johnny
that
Depp
is a lie.
In the book Secret Window.
That is a lie.
Listen, time will let us know.
Yeah, when Charlie has a bigger head and will lead to literally, how many? You have more technology than I ever had in my life.
But that doesn't mean I'm in the technology.
Which means you're basically on it 24/7.
Look, I teach Spanish. I teach English. I do podcasts. I do, you know, a bunch
it
of other
like
stuff.
It sounds like a song.
I know, right? Da, 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 da. But going back to the topic, all right? Again.
You are going to be the first one on Tinder, Bee's Hive, or whatever it's called, nachas.com.
Trademark. Maybe there is a nachas.com. We don't know. But I don't know. I will not be able to get into the game. One. I wouldn't be able to put up with the emotional drama or the baggage at all. I will not.
I don't think
I
so.
I will not.
The young men anybody younger than 30 does not believe in a committed relationship. And again, don't get me wrong, guys, because, you know, I know most of you guys are like, hey, but it's true. Like, most of them are like, can I swipe left or right? Or they'll send you the Instagram, you know, message, hey, beautiful, are you single? Or can I get your Cash App and send you some money? Can I be your sugar daddy? And I'm like, I'm
going to prove to you how wrong you are that I even actually, on my Facebook, I actually posted, hey, man, it's going to be my birthday. Can we help the Cancer Association collecting $200? You're not giving me the money. You're going to give them the money. You know how much I collected? $20. Why? Because nobody decided to help. That's how much people do not like me. So,
hey, I gave money. I gave money to a cause, but I would rather. Know where it went to.
I would rather just go live in a cabin. And I'm not saying this so people be like, "Oh my God, he's so lonely." No, no. I like my solitude. I like my loneliness. I like it. I really do. I pretend.
That's a lie.
You know what? Whatever.
Esa ni te la crees.
You know, people that don't speak Spanish, they're not gonna understand. So
you don't
that.
Even believe.
Thank you.
You can't even believe because Charlie is a media whore. Yeah, I said it.
I thought you said medial. Like you're not really top. You're not really
media
whore. You're not really top whore. You like right in the middle. You're not like $2.50. You're more like you're not $100 an hour. You're more.
I'd
like,
give you a dollar.
You're more like $25.
I give you a dollar.
I mean,
I'm being nice.
Hey, listen, that pays a pack of gum or maybe like 5 minutes on the parking on Chicago streets. All I'm saying is that money is money.
So, no, I don't think I could do younger guys right now, especially right now with they don't believe in any committed relationships.
And it gets us the thing because not, you know, after 40, the only thing you're going to find it's either, you know,
that or
sugar daddies. Your age.
You know, we already talked about that, where, like, if I'm going to have to deal with a sugar daddy, I want to make sure I get a contract which says I'm not going to give you no sugar. You just send me the money.
Which is a bad idea, I'll be honest with you. And I did say that the last time. But all I'm saying is this. Either you're going to deal with the sugar daddies, right, but you're not giving no sugar, so what's the point of it? You're going to deal with your age, which already psychologically like, horribly traumatized, and you're going to go back to square one, so might as well just stay with the one you got right now, or go with the younger ones, who at this point you're going to be the sugar mama, and you're going to expect to be paying for the PS5.
I bet if I'm going to be a sugar mama, I better be getting tossed, thrown around, and flip-flopped. And
hey, for a PlayStation, they can do that.
And make sure I get paralyzed for at least 8 hours.
I mean, sure, for a PlayStation, man, anybody can do that.
And if I'm looking for any sugar daddies and you want to give the sugar baby some money, let me know and I will send you my my PayPal.
You guys should see how red she is. She like want to say it, but she knows that people are listening to her now. So now she's really stopping herself, but she can't stop herself because she's really listening to her. It is hilarious.
Hey, a girl got to pay her bills now.
That is true.
You know, did you see how much the gas rates went up?
I know, man.
I don't have a car, though.
We better
just complain about it.
Nelly Baby's gonna start selling her picture feet on OnlyFans so she can pay for the gas.
Hell yeah, feet. People got foot fetish.
But she doesn't have a car.
But I don't have a car. If you want to pay for my Uber rides, I'll be more than gladly to take it.
All right, okay. Now, anybody who wants to give it to Nelly Baby for rides on Uber, that she's more than happy to take it. That's what you said.
I said if you're gonna pay for my Uber rides,
and you said I'm willing to take it. That's what you said.
I said money. You didn't say
money.
Charlie's going to die today because he's going to get punched in the face. So if Miss Charlie questions why do you have a black eye,
no difference from any other
week.
It was
that kind of night.
There is no difference from any other week. The only difference is that it's on a Monday instead of a Friday. That's the only difference.
Make sure it's not a week. A weekend.
Okay, so in conclusion, so would you date after your separation?
Yes.
If you separate, okay, she would.
But it would be difficult because, again, the age range would be kind of difficult to work around with, especially depending on how men who are older. Men that are older aren't really matured as women.
I agree. Okay, so I personally, I'd rather stay married because I don't want to deal with this whole thing again. We already accustomed to each other, but if one day, you know, she decides to get tired of me and she gets some clarity into her life and decides that I'm not the best one, then I guess I'll be like, you know what, I'm gonna go get a cabin or live under a tent in a bridge. Under a bridge in a tent. Dyslexia. Backwards. Anyways, so we're gonna go and play some music and we're gonna come back after this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome possum. We'll be back after this, guys. And we're back, guys. That was actually a very nice little segment. Just a warm-up.
A warm-up?
A warm-up. Because according to Nelly Baby, you can find Charlie
at
Pornhub.
You can find him at Pornhub.
Yeah, that's what she said.
You can find me on OnlyFans, but without the feet.
So you got to be doing the Kim Kardashian?
Hell yeah.
Did you get your ass up and work?
I'm going to twerk that money.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god!
Because I got thirsty people who would actually pay for that.
When this segment comes out, it's gonna be so juicy because everybody's gonna be listening to it. It's gonna be like,
oh, that's what he said.
Okay, so this topic, this next segment, okay? It's interesting because, as we said earlier, I wouldn't date after a divorce. Nelly Baby says if it depends on the person and if he's a sugar daddy, then she totally will, right? But we know for a fact that you're not going to get a sugar daddy. You're probably going to get somebody who's younger than you, right?
No.
25, 30. You know you will.
I don't think so.
But
unless he's a doctor. Oh, I'm not going to say that.
She's just fishing them in. She's fishing them
hey,
in.
Hey, I'm trying to get us views. I'm trying to get us some views.
Yeah,
and
sure, for your OnlyFans.
You can find me at NellyBaby at OnlyFans.com.
Okay, anyway. Or TikTok.
Want to pay the premium? Let me know. No.
I'm not going to continue this. Anyways.
You're just giving me a free commercial.
Anyways. Well, you are part of the show. You're the co-host. All right. Anyways. So that brought us to this little video, right? And this topic in particular is that you find all these videos on your TikTok or your Instagram or your YouTube or wherever you find Facebook, wherever you find your little TikTok videos, you spend like 3 hours looking at this. So you know what I'm talking about, right? There's always an attractive guy giving advice, right? Giving the secret of a relationship and the secret of this and secret of that, right?
That looks like he was born in the year 2000.
Yeah, he looks like he was born right, you know, when the Twin Towers fell down. Yeah, I went there.
2011?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, he looks relatively young, all right? This man looks... Hey, this guy's attractive in the video. This guy's attractive and maybe,
I would still rape him, though.
Yeah, of course you will. Of course you will. Anyways, so... He has a message for all of you. He has a message for all of us, guys. Okay, all of us. So the topic here is, do you think these attractive guys in these videos follow their own advice? But first, let's hear the advice. Let's see what happens.
Every girl out there thinks they're too thick or too fat or too chubby. Baby, stretch marks are cute. Being a little overweight is cute. So my brother, if she's a little thick, wife her up right now.
My favorite line, wife her up right now.
Okay, so the question is, do you think he followed his own advice? How many women do you think he has wifed up right now?
I don't know. I don't think so. Wifed up? He's too young to be wifed up.
Okay, so yeah, so why is he telling me to wife up? Brother. What is he, Hulk Hogan? Brother.
Well, I think he looks too young to be wifed up. So, I don't know. The younger guys nowadays, I don't think they are into, like, I think they're into the stereotype. The, you know, fake boobs, fake booty, tiny waist, surgery.
Listen, I'm going to say this.
No offense. You know, if I had the money and the sugar daddies to pay for it, I would get it done, too.
I'm going to say this, right? I'm going to say this, okay? He's right. I mean, he doesn't take away the message that he's right. You know, women, there are obviously women are beautiful, regardless how they look like.
Exactly.
Right? Women are beautiful, and there's an aspect of womanhood and motherhood at some point that is just marvelous. It's beautiful. Okay. From the moment they're pregnant and they're glow and you know they're having the baby and whatnot, it's amazing. Like the experience itself, it's amazing, right? And you guys know what I'm talking about. You know, having somebody, your partner or your significant other or your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, just being there intimately, it's beautiful, okay? If she's a little heavier or skinnier, stretch marks, no stretch marks, you know, older, younger, it's the experience. It's nice. But that's my problem because he's getting this wonderful experience that you get in a lifetime, right? Mm-hmm. And making a 30-second video... telling us, wife her up. Dude, you don't need to tell them that. It's just for the likes and the money, which is annoying because you're literally selling a message, and I'm asking, how many of these guys really follow their own advice?
I don't think so. I don't think a lot because of course, you are supposed to love your spouse because you knocked her up and literally gave her those stretch marks.
I mean, you don't have to love her because you knocked her up.
You just gonna knock her up and not love her?
I mean, there's a lot
What's the purpose of you even getting her? I would have been like, you know, don't even mess up my girly figure.
Hey, depends on what country you are from, because if you're in America, you go get the milk. If you're in Cuba, you go get those cigarrillos, the little cigarettes. And then if you're in Mexico, you're like, I'll be back. I'm gonna go to work.
I'm gonna get the pan dulce and the leche.
And bam,
and
you never
come back on the cafecito.
Exactly. So they do tend to leave. There are some, not all, but they do tend to leave. So that doesn't mean that this guy is not right. It just means that this is annoying because he is giving the wrong impression. And the thing I really dislike about this whole video is that women actually bite it up.
I like the body positivity that he wants to give out right now, but I don't think he would follow it.
I don't think he would follow it.
Because he's too cute to have, no offense, you know, I'm not saying, you know, big women don't, big, healthy, full-figured women don't get hot guys because, you know, there's hot guys that like, you know, full-figured women. I said, but the younger age, I don't think so.
Hey, man, don't get me wrong. I'm all for the little, you know, cushion for the pushing. I'm against arthritis. You know, that pelvic arthritis is really bad. You don't want to hit bone hitting bone. But I'm just going to say that out there, right? But I don't think...
I said that a little too loud.
I think I did say that a little too loud, right? Anyways, they're going to hear it when they see the show, when they hear the show. Anyways, I think that women actually buy this whole idea, right? And then they're expecting men to follow it. Because they're setting a certain expectation that men in reality they already have, mm-hmm. but now they're taking it another level above. And I think that's toxic.
Yes, a bit. But again, he's looking for the views, the likes, and who's the person who's
actually... So I guess the question is, why will they buy into it?
Maybe you will have the chubby chasers who do like the thicker women.
And that's fine, but if you have the chubby chasers, then wouldn't you agree that you don't need to tell them that because they already know that? I mean, they're already looking for it.
Some women like to be told, hey, you look sexy. Those stripes make you grrr.
Okay, so yeah, but that I guess the chubby chasers will say that to them, right?
I guess, yes.
That's what I'm saying. So he's been a little over redundant because... He's like, hey, wife her up. Bro, I'm already wifing her up. What are you going to do about it? What?
Who are you wifing up?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just, you know, putting the idea out there, right? I just don't like this type of videos because...
To like it because the younger generation is giving him them views.
True that. But the thing is that you're giving a different expectation of what it is the norm, and I think that's where I'm having the issue, because us, we already have that norm, so why are you getting the expectation that you have to let him know? I'm saying you
coming from my age,
okay
from my generation, when I was younger, boys didn't like the big girls. They made fun of the big girls.
Actually, that's incorrect, because there are some studies done in our generation that stated that men who actually made fun of thicker girls because they were attracted to them, but they didn't want to realize it.
That's a lie, because explain elementary to high school years where I was mocked at.
Hey, listen, all I'm saying is that when they're kids and we have people that know their expertise and we would like to hear your opinions, go to the Facebook page and the Charlie Nelly Baby Show and give us your idea. But, you know that when you're younger, boys are not very straightforward. They usually tend to care about what their peers will think. So when they were attracted to, you know, a little person that's a little heavier, I'm not going to say chunky, a little heavier, they will actually bother them. That's how kids used to show love and caring for that person, because they will bug them. That's how they interacted with boys. So therefore, they will do the same thing to girls. Not because they want to be mean, because they were attracted.
No, they were being mean. Hence the years of trauma and damn dyslexia. And not dyslexia, not you.
dyslexia.
The years of bulimia and anorexia didn't really help.
Yeah, but that could be because of, well, I mean, in your case, I don't know. But, I mean, it could be because any other reason. All I'm saying is that Those types of videos give you a wrong idea, and especially nowadays where all their information, it's gotten from TikTok, and they don't go anywhere else but TikTok to get information.
Mm-hmm.
They made a mess about the whole COVID-19 thing with all the misinformation. I mean, literally Facebook was in front of the Supreme Court because they were misleading with their information and not fact checking. Sorry. Just for the new listeners, okay, I'm going to disclose for the new listeners. I'm from a state of Mexico that we tend to speak really fast, almost Cuban fast. No offense to my Cuban brothers, but you know what I'm talking about. So if I get excited, I start talking really fast. So sometimes I catch myself and I retract from what I say. So I just want to put that out there, okay? So the fact checks, right?
Yes.
So these videos are not helping at all.
But guess what? Younger generation is now liking and following and making these TikTokers TikTok famous.
Which is not right.
Maybe for you, Mr. Early Millennial. But, yes, I said that. You want to fight Gen X?
I'm a Gen X.
But you're not.
For the 10,000th time, I'm a Gen X.
You're not.
What does that have to do with the topic?
Because people don't want to follow the younger generation and these stupid-ass comments that they like to, or topics that they like to post on TikTok. These younger kids think everything is cool now, and they want to like and follow and, you know, subscribe to whatever stupid ideology or ideas that these younger TikToks, and that's why they're famous. Hence why YouTube dummies are out there being influencers in this world.
All right, so can I play another video so we can see how idiotic this whole thing is?
I guess.
All right, hold on. Let's see.
Play with a good woman's heart. She's not a toy that you could just use whenever you want to have fun and then toss to the side whenever you're bored. You either treat her with love, respect, and kindness from the jump, or let her be by her damn self. Because she was okay before she met you. She ain't trying to be in pieces because of you.
This guy is very handsome, too, and I highly doubt it that he goes. Again, I'm assuming, and I know I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong, and I know I'm just pushing this whole idea on, just because he's cute does not mean that he does that. Maybe he does follow his own advice. Maybe he does.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he does. But let's be honest. If he was that hot and that cute, you think he's going to stick with one? I highly doubt it.
No.
Okay. Now, there's actually a new movement that says that women should start dating ugly guys because they're more loyal because nobody wants them.
That's a lie.
I'm just saying. That's what I've read.
A man's going to be a man no matter if and you're ugly or hot.
Yeah, we're men. Just because we're ugly or hot, and I say we because I'm ugly. I'm not going to lie. I'm ugly. You know, that's not mean that I'm less of a man. I'm just saying that I develop other particular, you know, skills.
Rico Suave?
No, Rico Suave. Listen, it's not Rico Suave, okay? I'm just very friendly.
Uh-huh.
But I do want to end up in my cabin when I'm older because
sure.
It gets a little burned out.
Uh-huh.
Is it a little burned out? Okay, uh-huh. It's a little burned out.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but again, I say go with the ugly guys.
They're more loyal. Men are going to be men, and it doesn't matter if they're hot or ugly. They're just going to go with whatever, you know, thrown at you.
So the point is, if they have stretch marks, right, and they're a little chunky, right,
uh-huh.
You should wife them up, right?
I guess.
So I guess that, or if she was good before I came in, and she was doing good as I came in, I should treat her nice because, you know, she doesn't need me, right?
Yeah, don't fuck her up, man.
Okay, so who is it to say that I was, you know, that men are not allowed to please everybody and their emotional needs?
That just sounded wrong.
I know. I there was no other way to word it. But
you
want to
please everybody.
Hence, he
started saying, you want to please everybody.
If men are men, like you say, then that's the whole idea. They please everybody. With arms wide open, please everybody. What? You give me that air again?
No, I'm just trying to really the crap that comes out of your mouth sometimes.
I get paid for this.
You can't even believe that one either.
I mean, Sure. Why not?
Where's my percentage of the money?
No more butt.
I'm done. I quit.
All right. Tell me your point of view, man. Come on.
What? That you just follow whatever. If you don't like it, then swipe up and don't even subscribe to a douche.
I guess. You know, just because you have a boy and you don't have any girls, you don't have to deal with all that stuff.
Thank you.
Because boys, now I gotta think this is the norm, and they're gonna do all that with this false ideology, and then girls have to put up with it, because now they're gonna think of this false ideology, and then the parents are gonna be like, oh my God, here we go again.
Why?
It was already hard enough before.
Is it hard for a boy to, you know, treat his woman with respect and love and love her for who she
but
is?
But that's not what the idea is. That is not what the idea is. That is not. It's giving the mixed message. To me, it gives mixed messages.
Maybe to you, but...
And maybe some other people out there who think like me, that they're giving mixed messages.
Yeah, older people.
Okay, older people, or people that, you know, see it differently. Who happen to be younger. Like that guy over there. There's no guy over
there.
He's
three.
I said guy, that boy.
He's literally probably 2 years old. He looked at you too, like, what?
He's like,
what did I do?
You
I got
nothing.
More Pringles. Leave me alone.
No. All right. So are we done with the topic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Follow whatever the hell you want and whatever you believe in.
That's why I hate TikTok. I really do. I always hated TikTok. I hate TikTok. I continue hating TikTok, and I will hate TikTok until
the last
day of my
life. You're messing up those little Gen Zs over there, and they're looking at you like that weird old dude is talking shit about TikTok.
That is not true. He's looking at me like, oh.
No, look at her. She was laughing at you. She's even shaking her head. She's like, this old guy. Don't even know what he's talking about.
Hey, listen. When she finds a boy, he's going to be like, oh, my God, I'm going to wife you up. Like, what? Excuse me? Wife me up? You don't know I'm independent? You don't know I'm a strong woman? You don't know that I can do this on my own? I don't need you.
Exactly, and I believe in that too. So you do you, little girl. Get yourself your own career. Whatever you want to be, you can be.
Which is going to be our next topic. So we're going to come back from music after this, and we're going to get into that, okay? You good?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back. And we're coming back for the last segment of today's show. Provided to you by no one, because we got nobody. Anyways.
Excuse you?
Who's providing this segment?
Me.
Okay. This segment provided to you by Nelly Baby. You want to see feet? You want to see up? You know what I mean? Follow Nelly Baby on OnlyFans.com.
Or
Nachos.com.
No, this is Charlie. Or if you really want to help me out and you are looking to get fit, sweat right, and lose some inches and trying to look good for the summer and get that cuerpo para el summer. How do you say it in Spanish?
Para el verano.
For para el summer. Verano. Thank yeah, you. Yeah, I had yeah. a brain fart there.
That's okay. That's what I do, what I do.
Go check out sweatshaper.com and use my affiliate code, Nelly. 15, no, sorry, Nelly M again, Nelly M15 at checkout for a discount, and you'll get snatched up and snatched in all the right places.
That's
using
right.
sweatshaper.com.
That's right. Actually, I do use one for when I go boxing in the gym, and it actually does help a lot. You do actually, it's very comfortable. It doesn't feel heavy or anything, doesn't feel that tight, so it does actually presses you in the right places. So it does feel really nice. I like wearing mine. So I gotta
you
get got another
do
one.
You have the men's tee, the t-shirt one.
I have
the tank.
I have the tank top.
Oh my! Does it cover your breasts?
Yes.
I have the tank, and mind you, oh my God, I started doing my Tai Bo again, and literally sweated galore.
Yeah. So it's a really good product, guys. Go check it out. Wear Nelly, baby.
At sweatshaper.com.
And use what code?
NellyM15.
Awesome. Okay, so with that being said, this segment is brought to you by that. Anyways, so let's continue this argument about, you know, dating after
who's
30
right?
or 40. I'm sorry?
Who's right?
My hand.
Depending
my hand
on
is
the
right.
I'm not going to say that because I just got to stop myself.
I am practicing with my left. The boxing. I'm usually a southpaw. I have to learn throw with my left. Throw the laugh. Shout out to Octavio in the house of La Casa de Phoenix. So, you know, it's so pretty cool. If you guys want to do some boxing, go to Aurora Tuesdays and Thursdays. 6 to 7:30, I'll be there. I'll be waiting for you guys. But let's go back to the topic, right? So, yeah, we, you know, talked about dating after, you know, 40 and a divorce, or will you listen to these dumb TikTok videos?
Your sugar daddies and your sugar mamas.
My sugar daddies and the sugar mamas. But, okay, so let's open up a little bit more of the conversation, right? So now we have the idea of cute guys telling us men, and obviously women, to wipe them up, bro, right? So what about the other side? What about the women? How do the women feel about this, right? So we do have another video here that we want to play for you guys to see what we think about it, right? Ready, Nelly, baby?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's play this.
Most women don't want to be equal. Women are different than men. So in terms of equality, we have to be really specific with our words about what that looks like.
A lot of women have had to step into their alpha power because the lack of male energy.
I was about to say, a lot of us were raised by a single parent. I think for a lot of women, the alpha personality was a defense mechanism. But for some of us, it's not. For some of us, it's just like, nah, I just who the fuck I am. Her freedom and her liberation and her conviction in who she is creates the space for me to have freedom. She doesn't take up space. Put a confident and convicted woman in a box, she's going to break the box. She's going to expand
more,
the box, so you're creating space.
Yeah. For more space. That's even more.
You're creating
more
space for more women.
What do you think?
That survivor mode, like she said?
There were so many things there that were said in the video that... I'll be honest with you, I agree 100%. But
I agree to it. I'm not saying no.
Let's start with this, okay? The most women do not want to be equal. Do you really believe that's true?
We're not equal at all.
No. But
most women don't want to be equal?
That most women do not want to be equal. Now, that's a bold statement there. It says most women do not want to be equal.
We're not equal at all. But that doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, so, well, you're the woman, right? I don't know what you think here. So, what do you as a woman, what do you think?
Maybe they want to be held as more superior-like than men?
The way I'm interpreting this, it's that women don't want to be equal because they want the men to be in the role of a man, which I mean the protector, the provider. They want to be in some sort of way, shape, or form below. The old school custom relationship, men and women, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting from that.
And I'm getting I'm going to go to work and I want to get paid the same as a man does because...
But it says do not. They don't want to be equal. They don't. Not that they do, they don't. So most women, according to this woman, most women do not want to be equal. So do you want to be equal to men?
Yes.
She's saying you don't.
I do.
Okay, so what do you think what she said? I mean, you, again, being the woman, what do you think about what she said?
It's hard because I wasn't, like she said in the next quotes...
Now, let's focus on this one first.
I can't focus on that because I don't believe in it.
Why don't you believe in it?
Because I don't believe a woman should be submissive to a man. Only if the man is submissive to his woman. It has to be equal. I'm like, I don't want to be belittled by a man. I'm not used to, oh, yes, sir, or yes, honey. If you cook for me, I will cook for you. If you clean for me, I will clean for you. If you... pay bills, then I'm going to pay bills with you. That's just my mentality.
Yeah, I think that's where I got it from. You know, I think that too. I think that's what she was going with. I don't think that's right. I think that the fight in the 50s and the second feminist movement, the third wave of feminist movement, well, the third wave is a whole different story. I'm not even going to talk about the third wave of the women, womanist movement. But women have been fighting for... 71 years now, 72 mm-hmm. years for their rights and equality. So I think her saying that, I think it's a very broad...
You're setting
broad,
so many generations
yeah,
back.
So many. It's a broad statement that I honestly do not know where to fall on this one. I don't know exactly what she means.
That's why it's confusing me, because I don't believe in it.
And that's what I'm saying about TikTok and their stupid videos, because they're giving this message, and you don't... I don't know what to believe. But let's... Okay. We left it at that, right? Because that one, we do not know what they're saying, right? I do not understand. And the second one is, women are different than men. Isn't that obvious?
We have different organs.
And, you know, at some point, different genetic structures, different hormones, different... I mean, so wouldn't that be a given?
Yes.
Okay. So let's keep... okay. So in terms of equality, we have to be real specific. Okay, we know that. With our words about what we look like. Okay, looks like. Okay. A lot of women have had to step into their alpha... What? Alpha power.
Alpha power.
Let's talk about the alpha power.
That's okay. How we were talking about earlier, what's a bichota and what would be the boss, I guess you could say it in English.
I'm the boss.
The boss mentality.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the alpha power they're kind of talking about.
Okay, so the question is, did they really step into it, or did they really fight for it?
It could be either or.
Okay, so the videos here is giving you two mixed messages. The way I'm seeing it is giving you two mixed messages. They're saying, yeah, we don't want to be equal, but we have to do this because they're making a step into it, versus we fought for 70 years, and now we're getting into this.
And then there's a generation, because she's like, well, if you were in the alpha role, maybe you're raised in it. Yes, I get that point, because, you know, most women, depending on the culture you were raised, some mothers were single, young and single, or single because they were left alone to care for their children.
But wouldn't that be also the Generation X? Because, I mean, pretty much they're known for always being left alone, and they pretty much learn how to survive on their own. So it's not they're making you step into it. It's not like somebody or a man or a woman make you step into it. It's just the fact that you were pretty much into it. Like the quote
you were forced into it because, you know, you had no other choice. Mom had to step out and work two jobs because the male figure wasn't in, you know, at home.
Yeah, and like, you know, this earlier today I posted on my Facebook page. I got to go and look at it again. I posted on my Facebook page a quote from Ho Chi Minh, which I didn't actually get a lot of likes. I don't know if a lot of people know who Ho Chi Minh is. I'm going to leave that one alone. But the quote was, you cannot control what life you were born into. You can control what you do with it. Okay? And that makes more sense, right? So if they're choosing to be the alpha female, it's not because it was given to them. It's because pretty much that's the card they drew, right? That's pretty much where you were going, you were born into. Nobody gave you the choice. You were just born into that life, and you pretty much made the best of it. I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think that anybody pretty much... There was no responsibility of anyone in particular. They did mention that there's a lot of them who grew up with one parent.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest. If you are, you know, from 80s and probably 70s, you were born with two parents or one parent, and you literally had to live on your own. Because at that point, they had to work, and you have to defend on yourself. So, again, I don't think it's a whole, like, oh, my dad left me, so now I have to be the alpha male. I think it's more like, hey, listen, circumstances put us in this position, and now we had to learn with what we got.
And not only that, sometimes, you know, you can depend on the that father figure to literally, you know, my dad did this for me, my dad supported me and my mother, my dad. No, you had to grow up fast. And why? Because you had to help, you know, with your younger brother or sister, your sibling, or you had to grow up fast, you know, to help, you know, the household or in the work, you know, the workforce, because you needed to.
See, now it says the lack of male energy. Again, I don't think that's the case. Again, I'm not saying that a lot of parents did not go and get the milk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that sometimes, that, for example, in my case with my daughter, and I'm not going to individualize this, but with my daughter, I teach her how to be strong, because mm-hmm. I don't want life. That's the key. I don't want life to knock her down.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I love that movie, that quote from Rocky, is like, it doesn't matter how many times you hit, or how hard you get hit, but just keep moving forward. And I think that's pretty much life, right? I mean, you get knocked down in so many times and through your whole life, you got to keep moving forward. But I don't think, I learned that we can't blame the, we can't blame the parents for it. We cannot. I just don't think we cannot. It gets to a certain point where we have to learn that our parents did the best, regardless of what circumstances they were in.
I'm so tired of this generation blaming the parents. If you have to, you know, do your life, do it on your own life. Stop blaming your parents for your past. You're now in charge of your own. Once you become an adult, your life is your life.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that at that point where it says the alpha personality was a defense mechanism, I think that's true. I think that's true. And I think that's a very good mechanism. Because a lot of women who had this alpha, in quotes, right, alpha personality, created a lot of things. And I think that we have to give credit, too, to all the women who actually change society.
That's true.
Right? So I think that the way they're making it seem, to me, it's a little arrogant.
Yeah.
Right? But in reality, if you're a woman and you actually created this whole new, you know, environment or this changes in society and you did an amazing job. For example, let's take the more common one, right? Rosa Parks. What if Rosa Parks didn't have that mentality of being stubborn in quotes, right? And didn't want to get off the bus, we probably would still in the same position, right?
That's true.
Or, you know, we have a Mexican hero called La Güera, the blonde one, who after the United States took over Mexico for 2 years, she actually was selling candy, poison candy, to American soldiers so he can kill them. So after they lost the war, she continued fighting by poisoning Americans.
Oh, wow.
But again, to us in Mexico, she was a hero because she, after the government stopped fighting, she continued the fight. So to us, or for example, that Irish woman who they were fighting the British army and her boyfriend got shot. He got injured, right? So she pulled him out of the battlefield, and she took her rifle and started fighting the British. So after the British, they shot her and killed her. They noticed that actually she wasn't a man; she was a woman. And the captain of the British Army said, "You know what? Let them come and pick her up because she was a true hero." So women like that change society. So I think that that's part of the survival instincts, the fighting instinct. Mm-hmm. So why would you make it sound so arrogant? Not you, but the video. Or at least the way I got it.
I think that's just the younger generation now. I'm not trying to take away from this woman empowerment that, you know, she roared. Because I believe in it. But the thing is, don't give or try to discredit the women before you.
True. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Give them that limelight as well as respect. Because, yes, you have your own train of thought. But the women before you had their also beliefs and train of different thoughts. I'm like, we're not all the same. We're not all going to think the same. And they need to understand that. Yes, we believe that you want to be equal to a man or be more stronger than a man or be higher than a man. I give you that. But don't discredit the women that were before you.
And we did mention in the show several times that, you know, as a man, you should let someone grow, and I don't mean as a man in like the gender. I mean as a man is in society, that, you know, but let people grow. That is pretty much the whole thing. Let people grow or respect them in their beliefs.
Respect their beliefs and their thoughts, and you have your mind of your own. You have your own your amendment to speak.
And I'm not a Christian. I'm an agnostic. I don't believe in that whole Christian belief that, you know, a man is the head and the woman's the neck, and because the neck, you know, controls the head and vice versa. I don't believe in any of that stuff. I think it's more about equality. The 100% that I said before. But if they believe in that, then I will respect that. Because that's their life. That's how they live happily. And again, going back to another comment, TikTok is just giving this false idea. I guess that's my issue with TikTok. It's the false ideology they're providing for the masses. And I think that's where I'm having the issue.
But you have to understand, this is a younger generation, the generation that's making TikTok a thing now.
Got it. So what can we do to actually teach something. Because there's a lot of kids or a lot of young men who literally are saying, listen, I am lost. I don't know what to do. Help me out. But I guess in that sense, in our generation, for example, in my case, what am I doing to stop it? I guess that's the question I ask myself. What am I doing to stop this and actually give some support and guidance? So what are we doing in that case? I don't think we're doing anything. I'm going to include myself in this one. I'm not doing anything to fix this.
Nowadays, you're just brushing off whatever dilemma is going through with these young kids.
Yeah, so I guess we're responsible for that? I mean, I know I am. I can only focus on my kids.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right?
True. But that's wrong, though. And I was thinking about this because somebody did brought up, you know, I'm reading the book on Fred Hampton and, you know, the Black Panther chapter in Chicago and how he got killed for helping his community. And I started wondering, where do we miss the train? How come we're not doing that anymore? And the new activist, because we're going to talk about that. That's another topic they sent to us for next week, probably. Mm-hmm. But the new activists, they're getting into this sort of trouble and all over the mess, having a mess on TikTok. So, I don't know. I just hate TikTok, I guess. I just really hate TikTok. I guess that at the end of the day, I just hate TikTok.
Join the Charlie I Hate TikTok Club.
Yeah, you know what? We should do that. And I hate TikTok. I hate TikTok. Anything else you want to say before we finish? Because I really hate TikTok.
I am for the women empowerment. But again, give credit where credit deserves. That's all I have to say.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah. I don't have anything else to say because I really hate TikTok. I really hate these videos. I really do. I really do.
But he's on TikTok.
I am not on TikTok. I just happened to post clips from the show on TikTok. There has been moments where I honestly, you know, if you can't beat him, join them, right?
And he joined it.
No, I did not. Not the way I was thinking. I was thinking of actually going into TikTok and start doing a bunch of reaction videos, just hating on them.
And you haven't started, though.
I haven't. I don't know how. My boomer mentality does not look. I'm just lazy. I am really lazy. I don't like editing.
I'm waiting for it.
I do not like editing videos. It takes too much time, and I ain't got no time for that. I don't even like doing lives. Why? Because I don't want to do that.
I'd rather do the lives.
Yeah, I know you do. But it's the editing that I don't like. I really don't like that. I really don't. So, yeah, I don't think I might be joining TikTok for a reaction video anytime soon.
You're just going to follow TikTok.
I do not follow TikTok.
But you're on TikTok.
I'm on TikTok because I put clips of the show on TikTok.
You've been slacking on that, by the way.
That's true. That means you're really killing your own statement. I'm on TikTok, but then I'm not on TikTok.
Okay, Charlie hates TikTok.
I do hate TikTok.
Okay, period.
Yes.
I can't with him.
Not today.
So I'm guessing this is our last segment.
Yes, it is.
And we're closing it out.
Yes, we are. What? You want to close it?
So thanks again, guys, for listening. Don't forget to check out Chi-Town Football and as well as Kelly Park. And come and check out the awesome DJ that's setting up right next to us.
Yeah. If you hear that boom, it's because, you know, he decided to put the microphone. Yeah, he was setting up. So we apologize for that, you know.
Don't forget to check out the Charlie and Nelly Baby Show on Spotify, Anchor, iTunes,
I have
Podcast.
An idea.
What is it?
We should finish this
Don't
segment.
You just love that? I can't cut him off, but when I'm talking, he loves to cut me up.
No, I just had an idea. We should finish the segment like the Will Ferrell skit when they're in church and they're singing rap songs.
Yeah, I'm not going to rap.
No, we're not rapping. We're just talking in that little monotone, really soft voice. We should do that. We should finish the show like that.
Like how?
I just said it. Monotone, soft voice.
Like this?
Yeah, like that.
That's called, for the younger kids, ASMR. ASMR.
Okay. Yeah. So, thank you, everybody, for joining us today for another segment of Charlie and the Nelly Baby Show. I hope you enjoyed today. Nelly Baby, did you enjoy the show today?
I did.
Oh, great. That was our aim for today. So if anybody else would like to follow us on our social pages, for example, Facebook at the Charlie and Nelly Baby Show, Spotify Anchor, Instagram, CastBox, iTunes, and Google Play. And yeah. I'm sorry for the delay, but my brain was really, literally trying to connect.
His voice is too nice.
Yes.
And he can't help himself.
I cannot. So this has been all for today. Have yourself a good evening. And good day, Governor.
Don't forget to meditate.
Do not forget to meditate. All right. So, guys, thank you very much for joining us one more time. I know. Listen.
He couldn't hold that beat.
I could not hold it. All right, guys. So thank you very much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week. And again, share, follow, like. And for the new followers, we love you guys. Thank you for everything.
Go check out sweatshaper.com.
You sure do. What's the code again?
Sweatshaper.com.
I said code.
Oh, Nelly M15.
You killed it.
I'm all right, deaf. Guys. He forgets I'm hearing impaired.
All right, guys. You should go see a doctor for that. Talk to you later. Good night.